mound for the Giants, Mike McCormick with Ed Bailey behind the plate. For the New York Mets, it'll be Al Jackson pitching and Harry Cheedy catching. Now Richie Ashburn steps in to lead off in the game against left-hander Mike McCormick. Ed Bailey crossed behind the plate, and the young left-hander winds and pitches outside and low. It's ball one. Setting up the Giants defensively, Orlando Cepeda at first. Manny Mota is at second base instead of Chuck Hiller. Jose Pagan is short, and Jim Davenport is at third. Now McCormick cranking up. In comes his pitch. That's over for a call strike, one and one. In the outfield, Harvey Keenan left, Willie Mays in center, and around in right field, Philippe Alou. Richie Ashburn cocks the bat. The pitch by McCormick is in the dirt, outside and low, ball two. Mike isn't throwing hard. He had some arm trouble during the spring. His arm has been slow coming around. His outing two outings ago was a good one. And the Giants are encouraged and feel that Mike McCormick is going to take his place in the starting rotation. Pitch to Ashburn outside and low, ball three, 3-1. This is the eighth game of the year for Mike McCormick. He has started three, 1-1 while losing two. Left-hander winds and pitches to Ashburn, and it's ball four up high, and Richie is on. Now that'll bring up Rod Caniel. Rod playing third in this game and batting second in the order. He will be followed by Felix Mantilla playing second. Frank Thomas will hit cleanup. Gil Hodges will bat fifth. Terry Cheedy is sixth. Elio Chacon will hit seventh. Jim Hickman will bat eighth. And Al Jackson will be hitting ninth. Sally Hemus coaching at third, and Cookie Lavigeno at first. There goes the runner. A high fly hit the straightaway center. Willie Mays back a couple of steps. Makes the catch for the out. One away and one on. Mantilla coming up. Just underway in the second game. The Giants won the first game 7-1. Mantilla went 0-for-4 in the opening game against Sanford and Miller. Curve taken inside and low. One ball and no strikes. The Mets were held to 5 hits in the first game by Jack Sanford, who pitched 7, and Stu Miller, who pitched the 8th and 9th innings. Sanford winning his 5th of the year against 4 losses. Craig, the loser. Roger now has won 2, lost 6. Mantilla hitting at 308. Now McCormick checks the runner. In comes the pitch. A smash it hard, but foul down the third baseline. Last game of the road trip unfolding right here. The Mets are back in the Polo Grounds on Wednesday in the Memorial Day doubleheader against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Frank Thomas, the cleanup batter, standing in the on-deck circle. Now Mike McCormick throws over to first base, not in time. Orlando Cepeda putting the tag on Richie Ashburn, but he was on the base. Outfield around toward left for Mantilla. Pitched by McCormick. In the dirt, scooped out by Ed Bailey, and it's two balls and a strike. Year, Mike McCormick won 13, lost 16. Now McCormick, up in pitching position, checks the runner at first. Throws to first. They've got Ashburn hung up between first and second. Mota running him back towards Cepeda. Cepeda to Mota, and Mota tags him out. Ashburn picks off a by Mike McCormick. The play goes from the pitcher, McCormick, to Cepeda, to Moda. Now we have some harsh words between Ashburn and Moda. Words being exchanged between Richie Ashburn and Manny Moda, the second baseman. And Orlando Cepeda stepped in front of Ashburn. Al Dark is out of the dugout again, trying to calm the tempers. Now Richie heads for the dugout. No punches were thrown here, but there were some words being flung back and forth. Richie let his intentions be known. Orlando Cepeda stepped in front of Ashburn, and Ashburn just reached out and pushed him out of the way. Al Dark running out there, and now this one breaks up without any punches being thrown. Well, this is certainly a spirited afternoon, to say the least. I don't know, Ralph, we may have to go over and pick a fight with Russ Hodges.
I think that's what we got him in the lineup for right now.
Inside, 3-1 now to Felix Mantilla. Two outs, nobody on. 3-1 delivery. A line drive that is fouled down the left field line, no play. Those of you who may have joined late, the first game erupted into a real Pier 6 brawl. Fights breaking out between Elio Chacon and Willie Mays, and then Orlando Cepeda and Roger Craig. Blue, right field. 3-2, and the payoff pitch to Mantilla. Ground ball hit the shortstop. Pagan gliding to his left. He's up with it. Throws to Orlando Cepeda in time, and the side is out. In the first inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. And a score in the middle of the first. The Mets nothing, and the Giants coming to bat.
Listen now, while Camerata and his strings paint us a musical portrait of New York's favorite beer. Glass right up to its fabulous frothy head, Rheingold Extra Dry is the very picture of pleasure, brisk and bright. Wonderfully refreshing, brimming with clean, dry flavor all the way through. Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why. Can't you picture yourself with a fine, cold Rheingold right about now?
Last half of the first inning, lefty Al Jackson on the mound for the New York Mets, and the Giants will have Harvey Keene coming out to lead off. Harvey was 0 for 2 in the first game. He sacrificed once and drew a walk. Keene hitting at 319. Little Al Jackson winding. Down comes his pitcher. Smashed to second. Taken on one hop by Mantilla. He pegs to Gil Hodges in time, and Keene is out. One away, nobody on. That'll bring up Manny Mota playing second base. M-O-T-A. Chuck Hiller was the second baseman in the first game. Manny Mota, rookie with the Giants and a handy man to have around. He can play a lot of positions. He was at Tacoma last year and hit 289. A fly ball hit high in the air to center field, gliding to the glove side. Over toward the alley is Richie Ashburn, and Richie has it for the out. Two up and two set aside by Jackson. That'll bring up Willie Mays. Willie hitting a 301. Willie had 2 for 4 in the first game to raise his average over the 300 mark. Last Monday, Willie was hitting 262, and then he caught fire. He now has hiked his batting average over the 300 mark. He had 3-for-4 yesterday, 2-for-4 in the first game today. Inside and low. Willie has had 10 hits in his last 15 times up. Al Jackson checking in now with Harry Cheedy to get his sign. Wind up in the pitch to Mays. A pop-up foul down the right field line, running hard as Gil Hodges over near the barrier. One-handed catch by Gil of Beauty. Beautiful play by Gil Hodges. He one-handed the ball on the warning path right up against the barrier, and Mays is out. And so the Giants go down 1-2-3 in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. At the end of one, the score, the Mets nothing and the Giants nothing. Now let's run the scores of the other games. In the National League, they're in the last of the eighth inning with Pittsburgh leading Houston 7-2 in a single game, and the Deacon, Vern Law, is pitching for the Pirates. At the end of four, in the opener of a doubleheader, the Dodgers lead the Phillies 3-0. Paul Brown against the Dodgers, Stan Williams, Roseboro homered in the game. At the end of eight, the game is over now. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Chicago Cubs 10-0. A shutout hurled by Bob Purkey as he wins his eighth of the year against a single setback. Home runs by Gordy Coleman and Veda Penson. The Braves beat the Cardinals 4-3. Shaw the winner. In the American League, the Yankees beat Detroit 4-1 on a three-run homer in the ninth by Skowron in the first game. The second game, Detroit leads 1-0 after five innings. Poitak against Turley. Otherwise, Cleveland downed Washington 5-3 in a single game. Jim Perry the winner. Kirkland and Francona homered for the Indians. They're in the last of the eighth inning at Comiskey Park with the Minnesota Twins leading the White Sox 5-4. Jim Cott for the Twins. Don Zanni relieved Ray Herbert. Kansas City beat the Los Angeles Angels 3-2 in the first game. Dave Wickersham, the winner, losing pitcher in relief, Ryan Duran. And the Baltimore Orioles, in 11 innings, beat the Red Sox 4-2, Stock the winner in relief, and Dick Raddatz the loser. Brooks Robinson, Russ Snyder, and Jim Gentile all homered for the Birds, where Gentile is 15th of the year and his 8th home run in the last 9 ballgames. Now Frank Thomas up against Mike McCormick. Fastball taken up high, 1 ball and no strikes. Frank has hit safely in 16 straight ball games. He's batting 338. Outside and high, ball 2-2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Frank Thomas leading off against Mike McCormick. Drive in the air to left field. Back goes Harvey Keene. He's there. Makes the catch. One down. Ball hit on the line by Frank Thomas. Caught by Harvey Keene in deep left. One away. Nobody on. In the top of the second, that brings up Gil Hodges. Gil hitting at 318. One out, nobody on. Gil stepping in against Mike McCormick. The young left-hander winds and pitches. It's taken high. Ball one. McCormick will not be 24 years old until September, but he has a lot of big league experience behind him. The outfield around toward left. Gil lays off the pitch, and it's over the outside corner for a call strike. Now McCormick out of his windup. The pitch to Hodges, a high fly hit the right field. Drifting over to his right is Philippe Alou, the right fielder, and he has it for the out. Two outs and nobody on. The batter coming up will be Harry Cheedy. Harry batting at 350 on 7-for-20 since joining the Mets. Mets trying to snap a seven-game losing streak as they square off against Mike McCormick. It's thrown to Chidi, a slow curve that bends in there for a call strike. Jack Crawford umpiring behind the plate, Ed Vargo at first, Doug Harvey at second, and Al Barlick at third. Now the pitch. Soft delivery by McCormick, one ball, one strike. Year before last was the best in the majors for Mike. He won 15 and lost 12. Up high, two balls and one strike. Mike joined the Giants when they were in New York in 1956, was in only three games. Then in 57, he won three and lost one, was in 24 games. The last 4 years here in San Francisco, he's been a regular starter. Slow curve that's inside and low, ball three, 3-1 now to Harry Chidi. Two outs, nobody on. We're at the top of the second, no score. A drive punch to right field for a base hit by Harry Chidi. Felipe Lou is up with it, whips the ball back in to Manny Mota, the second baseman. Now Elio Chacon will come up. Partisan crowd here in San Francisco getting on little Elio. He was in the fight with Willie Mays out around second base. As Ralph points out, Elio ought to get a bravery medal. He's one of the smallest guys in the game, but he tied right into Willie. The pitch on the way, swing, and a foul tip. He's a plucky little guy, no doubt about it. Those of you planning to drive in for the Dodger and Giants series, the Polo Grounds, the Yankee Stadium parking facilities will be available to you, as well as the Polo Grounds facilities. Ed Bailey was hit by the foul tip off the bat of Elio Chacon, and we have play held up for a moment as he takes a couple of pitches to be sure he's all right. Elio had 2 for 3 in the first game. Outside, one ball, one strike. Cepeda holding against Harry Chidi at first, two men down. Now the pitch by McCormick, and the left-hander's breaking ball misses. Elio now turning around to check with Sally Hemus to see if he has to hit or take. McCormick makes his home now in nearby San Mateo, California. A lot of the Giant players live in San Mateo. Whacked foul off to the right. And it's 2-2 on Chacon. Two and two count on Elio Chacon. Harry Chidi edging off first. And the pitch by Mike McCormick is up high, and he lets it go. Ball three, a full count, 3-2. The right fielder, Jim Hickman, will be up next. Now Harry Chidi will be running. There he goes, and the pitch is popped foul over toward the crowd. No play for Cepeda. The ball drops in as a souvenir. While everybody returns to their position, let's pause quickly for station identification. Time.
810 on your dial. This is the General Electric Station in Schenectady, WGY.
Full count, 3-2 to Elio Chacon. No score, top of the second inning. Now Harry Chidi edging up. There goes Chidi, and it's fouled again back to the screen, and Chidi will have to retrace his steps. And winning the opener, the Giants had 7 runs on 10 hits. The New York Mets 1 run on 5 hits. Jack Sanford, the winner, and Roger Craig, the loser. The only home run in the game was hit by catcher Tom Haller of the Giants, his third of the year. Now the 3-2 pitch with the runner going, and it's fouled again over toward the crowd and out of play. Harry Chidi walking back just a little bit slower this time. He's getting a good workout. For the New York Mets, 2 days off and then the Memorial Day doubleheader with the Dodgers. Down comes the pitch. Too high. It's ball four, and Elio gets the walk. That's the second walk surrendered by McCormick, and now it brings up Jim Hickman. Jim made a fine running catch in right center field to take a base hit away from Stu Miller in the eighth inning of that opener. Hickman came in the game after Joe Christopher was hit in the back of the head on a throw by Orlando Cepeda. Fortunately, Joe was wearing his batting helmet and he wasn't hurt. Runners on first and second, two men down. In the dirt, up with it is Ed Bailey. No chance for an advance. One ball and no strike. Hickman hitting at 250. Jim got off to a real good start. He went into a batting slump toward the end of the last homestand at the Polo Grounds. He's been trying to fight his way out of it. Next pitch thrown, a high fly, well hit to left center field. Mays racing back to the fence. It might. It is gone. A home run. Jim Hickman building a 3-run homer to put the New York Mets out in front. For Hickman, his 6th of the year. 3 runs batted in for Jim Hickman. He now has 6 home runs and 14 runs batted in. So Jim Hickman, who has been trying to fight his way out of a batting slump, comes up with a big hit. A high fly to left center field, going over the fence at the 365-foot mark. Now the batter is Al Jackson with the Mets leading 3-0. Outside and low, it's ball one. Richie Ashburn waiting in the on-deck circle. Pitch thrown to Jackson, a foul ball back into the screen. One ball and one strike. Duel of left-handers in this game, Jackson against McCormick. Little Al was hit hard his last time out against the Dodgers on Friday night. He worked for 3 innings. The 1-1 pitch. Foul ball off the end of the bat, walked it back toward the crowd, and it's out of play. 1-2. Jackson. 3 runs are in on Hickman's 3-run homer. McCormick's pitch thrown. Foul ball coming back toward the press box, and this will be out of play.
ball slams right up against the radio booth, hitting just below Ruff Hodges. And it came closer to Chubb Feeney than anybody. Pitching 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Al Jackson fanned by Mac McCormick. But the New York Mets, in the second inning, score 3 runs on 2 hits. No errors, none left on. And now at the end of an inning and a half, the score of the Mets 3 and the Giants nothing. Well, it certainly looks as though some of those wonderful days we enjoyed while the Mets were down south in spring training in Florida are right up north. And of course, you know, wonderful days call for that wonderful beer, refreshing Rheingold Extra Dry. Yes, sir, Rheingold has a taste as big as all outdoors. A taste so brisk and bright that it just naturally goes with these great days just ahead. In just two little words, Extra Dry tell you why Rheingold has a flavor all its own. They tell you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way, brewed extra dry for extra refreshment. So why don't you stock up with Rheingold Extra Dry for those wonderful days ahead? Join the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold the dry beer. Now the Giants in their half of the second. We'll have Orlando Cepeda coming out to lead off. Cepeda had 2 for 3 in the first game. Cepeda hitting at 341. Jackson Wines, in comes his pitch, and it's bounced foul in the dirt right by the plate, strike one. 6 innings complete at Yankee Stadium in the second game. Tigers lead New York 1-0. Paul Foytak against Bob Turley. They're in the 9th inning at Comiskey Park now with the Minnesota Twins leading the White Sox 5-4. A drive hit hard to left center. That'll be a base hit. Thomas cutting over to his glove side, comes up with it, throws the ball back in, and Cepeda is on with a base hit. That's the 9th straight game now that Cepeda has hit safely. Both Mays and Cepeda are red hot right now. Now the hitter is Philippe Alou. Alou batting at 333. Right-hand hitter. And he has an extreme, overly close stance. Fastball in there, strike one call. They're in the last of the 9th inning in the single game down in Houston with Pittsburgh leading the Colt 45, 7-2. Now the pitch. Outside and low, 1-1 to Philippe Alou. Jim Davenport waiting on deck. A little bit low, 2 balls and a strike. Alvin Dark is going to send the sign down to the bullpen now to get some warm-up action going. Jim Duffalo, a right-hander, starts loosening up. In comes the pitch to Alou, a breaking ball over, a call strike. 2 balls and 2 strikes. He had a big game with 3 for 4 in the opener. So Philippe is now hitting at 333. He came into his own as a real solid major league performer last year. Outside and low, it's ball 3. A full count now on Philippe Alou at 3-2. Keep an eye on Orlando Cepeda. He holds up the pitch, ground ball hit toward third, up with it, Rod Keneal, over to Mantilla, and that's all they can get. Throw was a little bit wide, and Mantilla had to stretch to keep his foot on the base to get the force play on Cepeda. A little reaching on the fielder's choice. He tried to steal three times in the first game. He was safe twice and thrown out once. Base running strategy somewhat different with the New York Mets out in front, 3-0. Now the hitter is Jim Davenport, the third baseman. He was 0 for 2 in the first game. Davenport hitting at 298. Pitched by Al Jackson, outside and high. One ball, no strikes. Davenport, an outstanding fielder, did a good job offensively as well last year when he hit 278 and knocked 65 runs in. In comes the pitch. Outside, he lays off of it. Two balls and no strikes. Jim Davenport, now a four-year veteran with the Giants. Right in there, a call strike, 2-1. Jim Buffalo continues to warm up down in the bullpen for the Giants. Foul ball, whacked back toward the upper deck. It's out of play, and the count is even now at 2-2 on Davenport. Mets battling, trying to gain a split on this twin bill. They lead 3-0 on Jim Hickman's sixth home run of the year with two men on. Now a throw over to first base by Al. He just lobbed the ball over there to Gil Hodges. The 2-2 pitch. Bounced foul on the ground, coming right straight back, and the count stays. Two balls and two strikes. Two and two, the count on Jim Davenport. Al Jackson ready. Down comes his pitch. A slow bounder hit beyond the reach of Hodges. He rolls into right field for a base hit. Going around to third is Felipe Lou. He checked his swing and bounced it into right field for a base hit. Jackson made a real good pitch. He had Davenport completely fooled. He tried to hold up on the swing, and he bounced one slowly just beyond the reach of Gill. Threw the hole into right field for a base hit. Now the Giants have runners on first and third, one down, and the hitter is Ed Bailey. Yet Bailey bounces one foul down the first baseline, strike one. Bailey hitting at 243. He has a lot of power when he gets a hold of one. Mets leading by a score of 3-0 on Jim Hickman's three-run homer. And now the Giants are back with a threat of their own. Runners at the corners and one man down. The shortstop, Jose Pagan, occupies the on-deck circle. Foul ball again. He went after a curve, hit it foul down the right field line. Alvin Dark has Jim Duffalo, a right-hander, warming up, indicating he might go to a pinch hitter if they get to the number 9 spot in the batting order. Yankee Stadium, the Tiger lead over the Yankees now, 2-0 in the seventh. Jackson ready. In comes the pitch to Bailey. Strike three called. The beauty of a breaking ball thrown by Al Jackson. Ed Bailey called out on strikes. Now there are two away. Runners at first and third. And that brings up Jose Pagan. He had one for four in the first game. He's sitting at 254. Jose, a right-hand hitter. Inside, taken, ball one. For the Giants last year, Pagan was in 134 ball games. Stands 5'9", weighs 170 pounds. Pitched by Al Jackson. He bumps the ball, but it hits his leg. It's a foul ball. One ball and one strike. Two down, and Pagan trying to bunt for a base hit. Giants have a very young double play combination in Jose Pagan and Chuck Hiller. Pagan is 24 years old. And Chuck Hiller is 26 years old. Manny Mota playing second in this game. Fast foul off the fist coming right straight back, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes to Jose Pagan. Felipe Liu on third, Jim Davenport on first, and there are two away. Now lefty Al Jackson checks the runner at third, Felipe Liu. In comes his pitch. A slow grounder down the third baseline. Tough chance for Caniel. Here's the peg. He got him and the side is out. Good play by Rod Caniel. He had to charge in at full speed on the slow grounder. So Al Jackson pitches out of trouble in the second inning. No runs, two hits. No errors, two left on. And at the end of two, the score, the Mets 3 and the Giants nothing. Well, in that first game today down in Los Angeles, Ralph, Johnny Roseboro hit a home run. Frank Howard was on base. Howard failed to touch third, so he was called out. Sports ticker said, time-delayed argument. I wonder if Leo DeRocher was in that.
Leo's changed, you know. He's sort of a reticent fella, doesn't say much. At least that's what they tell me.
Well, Leo, of course, and all the Dodgers, Walter Alston and Sandy Koufax, and all the Dodgers will be coming into New York for the Memorial Day doubleheader Wednesday afternoon. Tickets are on sale at the advanced ticket window on 8th Avenue at the Polo Grounds, Grand Central Station at the 42nd and Vanderbilt Ramp, Long Island waiting room at the Penn Station. And ticket reservations may be made at all Howard Close stores in the New York area. There are seats available, so make your plans now to catch one of the seven exciting games to be played in 5 days. Doubleheader Wednesday, a night game Thursday with the Dodgers. Then the Giants are in Friday night, two games next Saturday, and a single game next Sunday. After that, the Mets go out for a brief road trip to Philadelphia, Chicago, and Houston, and come back home to open another homestand at the Polo Grounds on the 15th of June. Now here we go to the third inning. Ashburn coming up against Mike McCormick. And coming up to follow all the action for you, here's Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, Bob. And here's Richie Ashburn, a left-handed batter, batting for the second time in the game. And Mike McCormick's first pitch is just too low, ball one. Richie walked in the first inning, so he officially is overall batting .353. A left-hander back to Ashburn, this time a strike at the knees. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 pitch to Ashburn, a curveball dropping over, strike two. Richie passed Joe Medwick in career total hits when he picked up a base hit in the first game. It was his 2,472nd base hit in his major league career. Next pitch to Richie is outside, ball two. Two balls and two. The Mets lead it 3-0 at the top of the third inning. Mike McCormick with a record of one win and two losses. One time he threw hard, now is having arm trouble. Next pitch to Ashburn, fouled away. The count will stay at 2-2. McCormick from the sandlots of the Mojave Desert and Alhambra, California. Went to Mark Keppel High School. The reason why I know about it is it's the school that I went through it one time. Mike signed as a bonus player for $50,000 at the age of 17. And he joined the Giants right out of high school. Next pitch to Ashburn is outside and high, ball three. In 1960, McCormick led the National League and earned runs. He had a fine 2.70 average. And he won the crown on the last day of the season, beating out Ernie Broglio by 0.05 of a percentage point by shutting out the Cardinals. 3-2 pitch to Ashburn is fouled down the left field side. So the count will stay at 3 balls and 2 strikes. And while we have time here, we pause for station identification.
A 10 on your dial, this is WGY Schenectady.
San Francisco. And McCormick now with a 3-2 pitch to Ashburn, and it's hit on the ground to the shortstop. Pagan over to his left, makes the play at first base in time for out number one. Ashburn is down, and the batter coming in is Rod Keneal. Rod flied out to center field in the first inning. He is 0 for 1. He came into the game at 3-13. Keneal playing at third base, batting from the right-hand side, and the first pitch to him by the left-hander is outside, a ball. You might remember back in 1956 when McCormick pitched in the annual Sandlot Classic in New York. Keneal takes in the corner, a strike call, 1 ball, 1 strike. In that ball game, he pitched 2 innings, and he struck out all 6 men he faced. And he was voted the most valuable player of the Sandlot Classic. He was on the All-United States team. Curveball, that's too low. 2 balls and 1 strike. Mike McCormick, a left-hander. Now Keneal swinging at a fastball, and the ball is fouled back in the screen. The count now, 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1 out, the Mets lead 3-0 at the top of the third. The left-hander, 2-right Keneal with a curveball outside, ball three. 3 balls and 2. The on-deck batter, Felix Mantilla, with 1 man out. Wind now blowing in from left field fairly strongly. The 3-2 pitch to Keneal is fouled away, and the count will stay at 3 balls and 2. Mets lost the first game by a score of 7-1. Jack Sanford and Stu Miller combining. A 3-2 pitch again to Keneal, and again fouled away. And the count stays at 3 balls and 2 strikes. This is the third game of a 3-game series. First game won by New York by a score of 7-6. I should say by San Francisco, 7-6. Right here, it's 3-0 in the top of the third inning. McCormick now again to Keneal, and the ball's hit on the ground to the left. The shortstop began a fine play up and over to first base in time. Jose Pagan going over to his left and back at second base, coming up with the ball and making a fine throw to get the very fast Rod Keneal. 2 outs, and the batter now, Felix Mantilla. First pitch to Mantilla, curveball down the dirt, bouncing away from Bailey, ball one.
$39,561. 39.
Now McCormick back to the plate and outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The paid attendance here today, 39,551. That's the biggest crowd that the Mets have played in front of since they've started in their history. Ground ball hit down to the third baseman. A good play by Davenport. He overheads at the first base for out number three. Every tire is the side. In the inning, three up and three down. The score at the end, 2.5 innings of play. The New York Mets 3, the San Francisco Giants nothing. Coming up now, a musical pitch with an interesting switch.
This is Tito Rodriguez for Rheingold Extra Dry.
Rheingold, el brindis perfecto para todos, familia y amigos. De sabor sin igual, la cerveza ideal. Tome Rheingold, bien fría y vera.
In Spanish, it's magnífica. In English, it's great. In any language, it's Rheingold Extra Dry. Rheingold is brewed longer and slower for flavor that's clean, clear through. It's beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why.
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Think of Rheingold.
Now I want to get out of a Viceroy and find out what we mean when we say Viceroy's got the taste that's right. And also something that's right is the fact that you can come out and see the Los Angeles Dodgers play, the San Francisco Giants play, and the Mets play all on this weekend.
And you can get tickets for these games. There's still plenty of seats available. Downtown at Grand Central Station.
That's over on the Vanderbilt ramp side. In the Pennsylvania Station, in the Long Island Waiting Room, or at the Polo Ground. You can also make your ticket reservations at all the Howard clothing stores in the New York area, or possibly, if you care to, not for this series, but for all the later games that the Mets will be playing, mail in for your ticket request. Box seats at $350,
reserve seats $250,
and be sure to enclose the number of tickets and a check to cover the cost of the ticket. And 25 cents per minute. Mail to ticket manager, Polo Grounds, New York, 39 New York. Well, it's a 3-0 game here in San Francisco. The fog now rolling in has completely covered the
blue sky cover we had previously. Still fairly warm, the wind not blowing too hard, and the Mets lead by 3. And leading off here for New York will be Frank Thomas. Frank lined out to left field his first time up. He hit the ball well. He's looking for a base hit to continue his 16-game consecutive game hitting streak. Frank came in the game at 3:38. The first pitch to him by Mike McCormick is a curve that's in the dirt, ball one. Now the left-hander back to Thomas, and a swing and a miss by Thomas. One ball, one strike. Thomas asked the home plate umpire, Shag Crawford, to check the ball. Shag looks at it and then fires it back to the pitcher, Mike McCormick. It'll be Frank Thomas, Gil Hodges, and Harry Cheedy here in the top of the fourth inning. Mets out in front by a 3-0 score. One one pitch to Frank is popped up in the air, but going into foul territory. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Mets will return home on Memorial Day for a big doubleheader against the Los Angeles Dodgers. They'll play a night game on May 31st against the Dodgers. Then they'll play a night game on June 1st against San Francisco, a doubleheader on June the 2nd, that's Saturday, and a single game on June the 3rd. Then the Mets take to the road again, returning on June 15th. Thomas now in the box. The 1-2 pitch to him is low, ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Mets scored all the runs in this ball game and the only runs of the game on a home run, a three-run home run by Jim Hickman. That was Jim's sixth of the season. Two
Two balls, two strikes, and a pitch by McCormick is hit hard on the ground. A Davenport, a bad hop, he knocks it down, keeps the ball in front of him, throws over to first base in the dirt, dug out by Zepeda, out number one. So Thomas goes down and Gil Hodges comes in. Gil fought out the right field. He did not play in the first game. Gil batting 318 at the start of the ball game. Now hitting 313. McCormick's first pitch, a strike call, threw at the knees. Shortstop playing Hodges to pull. He's deep in the hole at shortstop. Outfield also shaded to left field. One strike pitch to Gill is outside. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Cepeda at first base. Moda playing at second base. Pagan at shortstop. Davenport at third. The 1-1 pitch, a slider that stays high. Two balls and one. In the outfield, Harvey Keenan left, Willie Mays in center, Philippe Lou in right. The catcher is Ed Bailey. Now McCormick back to Gill, and the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Out of play, strike two. Francisco in first place in the National League. Now McCormick to the plate. It's low, ball three. So now Gil Hodges working all the way down the line against Mike McCormick. Three balls and two strikes. There is one out. Score 3-0 in favor of New York. Top of the fourth, the on-deck batter is Harry Chidi. Fastball popped up. In foul territory, coming over Cepeda, he holds there and makes the catch. So Hodges goes down for out number two, and Harry Chidi is now the batter. Harry singled to right field, his first time up, his only time up, and he scored ahead of Hickman and Elias Chacon on Hickman's three-run home run. First pitch to Chidi. A little bit too low, ball one. Harry batting 381. The Mets had six men over 300 in their starting lineup for this second game. Slider hit hard at the third baseman, Davenport. He comes up with it, overhands the first base, that retires the side. The Mets go down 1-2-3 in their half of the fourth inning, and the score at the end, a 3 1/2 inning to play. The New York Mets, three runs on two hits. San Francisco, no runs on two. And now a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
I was calling the staff to the dance one night. Swing your partner and circle to the right. I took a breather after a while, and the belle of the ball walked up with a smile.
Ah, you smoke stogies, I see. The regular kind are too strong for me.
Yep, I got a Viceroy just for you. You heard about the builder.
Mmm, tastes good, too.
Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a builder cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got
the taste that's right.
That's right,
that's right. Well, we set out the rest of the dance.
Change your partner.
Not a chance.
That's right.
I want you to know, and I'll take all bets. If you smoke all seven builder cigarettes, you'll find some too strong.
Some too light.
But Viceroy's got
the taste that's right.
That's right. Well,
that's right.
That's right.
It's the top of the, it's the bottom of the fourth inning and the first batter up for the San Francisco Giants as they trail by a score of 3-0 is Willie Mays. It'll be Willie Mays, Orlando Cepeda, and Philippe Lou. Willie fouled out to Gil Hodges in the first inning, and Hodges made a great running catch to Garofalo. Al Jackson with his first pitch, and it's outside, ball one. Pittsburgh defeated Houston in a single game today, 7-2. Vernon Law, the winner, he pitched an eight-hitter. The loser was Johnson, no home runs. Back to Willie Mays and a pop-up in a shallow center field. Mantilla going back, it might drop in, and it does. Mantilla going back for the ball, never could quite catch up, and Ashburn and Hickman were close enough to make the catch. So Willie Mays gets a two-base hit on a little pop-up back of second base. That's hit number three off Al Jackson, and it brings up Orlando Cepeda. Cepeda singled in the second inning to keep his consecutive game hitting streak going. He now has hit in nine consecutive games. Right-handed batter playing at first base. He leads the major leagues and runs batted in with 48. Al Jackson to Cepeda. Curveball swung on and foul tip getting away from Harry Chidi. Strike one. The Dodgers at the end of seven innings, leading Philadelphia 4-0. Williams pitching for L.A., short going for Philadelphia now. A one-strike pitch to Cepeda, hit high in the air to deep right field, but there's Jim Hickman tagging up Willie Mays. Hickman makes the catch, the throw coming over to third base, hustles Mays in the third. He started to lope over and saw the throw coming and had to speed up. So Willie moves over to third base on the fly ball to deep right field. One man out now and Philip Hello coming in. Alou in the first game, 3-for-4 with 3 runs batted in. In this game, he is 0-for-1. Al Jackson with the first pitch to the right-handed batter. A curveball foul back on the screen. At third base, the batter is Alou. The score 3-0 in favor of the Mets. The one strike pitch to Alou, fouled back again, and it's strike two. Strikes and no balls. One out, the score 3-0. Mets lead it. Giants batting in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now Jackson with his two-strike pitch. A curve just missing outside. One ball, two strikes. Willie Mays at third base, standing still there. And the pitch by Jackson is a curve hit deep to left field, but curving foul. The foul lines here in Candlestick Park, 335. In left center, it's 365. Right center, 375. In center field, it's 410. Without the wind, it's a real hitter's park. But the wind turns it around. It's a pitcher's park. 1-2 pitch to Lou. This one's fouled down the third base side, going over by the box seat. So the count will stay at one ball and two strikes. Final game of a 12-game road trip. Mets returning to the Polo Grounds against the Los Angeles Dodgers on Memorial Day. Big doubleheader. Now the 1-2 pitch again, lined in the center field. This will score Willie Mays with a run. A little rounding at first base holds there. The score of the game now 3-1 in favor of the Mets. And Lou picks up his fourth run batted in this doubleheader. So now the score, 3-1, and the batter is Jim Davenport. Alou draws a throw over at first base, but he's back safely. In the first game, Alou stole two bases, was thrown out once. A better throw to first base this time moves him back a little more quickly. Now Jackson looking, and to the plate, it's a strike call. Alou gets a big lead at first base. Jim Duffo warming up in the bullpen for the San Francisco Giants. Now Jackson looking at Alou. And to the plate, it's outside. Ball one. One ball, one strike. The catcher's Harry Chidi. Jackson again to first base, moving Alou back. He's really bulldogging him there, trying to hold him tight. Alou with that big lead. He's about six steps off. And Jackson to the plate. A slider fouled away. One ball, two strikes. Davenport started the game at 298. He has a base hit, so he has raised his average over 300. One ball and two strikes and one out. The score 3-1 in favor of the New York Mets. And Jackson to Davenport with a fastball. It's outside. Ball two. Two balls and two. Two balls, two strikes. As Jackson, the left-hander, sets in the mound. Now comes to the plate. He misses just below the knees. Ball three. So the count full now to Jim Davenport as Harry Chidi walks out in front of home plate before returning the ball. Three balls and two strikes, one out, a runner at first base. He's fast. And Davenport looking down at Whitey Lockman for the sign. He wants to know if the runner's going. Now time call as the wind stirs up the paper around the ballpark. 39,551 people watching the ball game and the fight. It's 3-2 as Jackson throws to first base to move Alou back. He does that, Alou is safe. The on-deck batter is Ed Bailey. Again, the throw to first base, and again, Alou is back easily. Roger Craig in the first game picked Cepeda off twice, and both times the ball was dropped by Boucher. The runner goes, a line drive, and off center. A base in. Alou will score. Here comes the throw in, the second base, and Alou scores, making it 3-2. And in the second base on the play, Jim Davenport. Number five off Al Jackson, scoring the second run of the game by the San Francisco Giants. It's now 3-2 in the Mets' favor, and the batter is Ed Bailey. Bailey was called out on strikes in the second inning when Al Jackson curved him. 0-for-1 came in at 243. One out. The tying run is at second base. A good curveball by Jackson, but just missing. Ball one. Three hits in the inning off Jackson. And now Craig Anderson is up in the bullpen for the Mets. Jackson back with a curve. Again outside, ball two. The on-deck batter is Jose Pagan. Jackson taking time as Petey gives the sign. They count two balls and no strikes, and now Bailey backing out of the batter's box. He's in, and Jackson goes into the stretch. He checks his runner at second and comes to the plate and catches the outside corner with a slider, strike one. Time run out at second base. Jim Davenport there. Now the left-hander into the stretch. And his pitch to Bailey is on the outside corner. Fastball right on the corner. Strike two. Bailey didn't like the call. Now two balls and two strikes. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Jackson into the stretch. And back to the plate. A curveball swung on and missed, strike three. So Jackson gets Bailey for his second strikeout. He's had him both times, and the batter now coming on is Jose Pagan. Pagan was retired on a good play and a slow ground ball down towards third. Peniel came in and had the fire to get him in time. And that ended the inning in the second inning with two men on. He came in at 254. So now two outs, the tying run at second base. And the eighth man in the batting order in the batter's box. Jackson's first pitch is fouled down in the dirt, strike one. Pagan, a right-handed batter, playing shortstop. And Jackson reading the signs from his catcher, Chidi. The one-strike pitcher to Pagan. One-strike pitches down low, ball one. One ball, one strike. Jim Duffalo throwing for the San Francisco Giants in the bullpen. That's in case they want to use a pinch hitter. The pitcher is the on-deck man. And Craig Anderson throwing for the Mets in the Mets bullpen. The slow curve that's outside. Two balls and one strike. The Mets three runs on two hits. San Francisco two runs on five. Giants won the first one 7-1. Jackson with a 2-1 pitch. He gets a strike on the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Chacon now coming in behind the runner at second base. Davenport standing about three steps away. He finally wakes up and gets back before a throw is made. Jim Davenport at second base. Now
Now Jackson taking too much time getting his sign. And Pagan steps out of the batter's box. Jackson working very carefully here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The left-hander now set, and the pitch to Pagan is hit right back at the box. Jackson takes it on one bounce and throws over to Hodges to retire the side. In the inning for the San Francisco Giants, they scored two runs, their first two, on three hits. There were no errors, and one man was left on. And the score at the end of four, the New York Mets three runs on two hits, the San Francisco Giants two runs on five. Well, now as we get all set to move along in the ballgame, once again, it's my pleasure to bring back the referee in this slugging match, Mr. Bob Murphy.
I'll tell you one thing, Ralph, we were refereeing at a safe distance.
I think we ought to take on the San Francisco announcers just to keep it even.
I don't know. Russ looks a little bit tough over there. Not brimming with overconfidence. 3-2. Mets in front as the game moves along now to the fifth inning of the nightcap of the Twin Bill. Good seats still available for the Dodgers series and the Giants series starting Wednesday, Memorial Day, with a doubleheader against the Dodgers. Remember, too, that for your convenience, bleacher sale will go on at 9:30 on Wednesday morning. Those of you planning to drive in for the games now, the Yankee Stadium parking facilities will be available, as well as the Polo Grounds facilities. Mets will be flying home following the doubleheader. They'll get in about 6 tomorrow morning. They have tomorrow and Tuesday off. Then they go right back to war against the Dodgers and Giants. Before it's all over with, the Mets will have played 13 straight games against the Dodgers and Giants. Helio Chacon will be leading off now in the top of the fifth inning. Crowd getting on with Helio as the result of his spirited battle with Willie Mays in that first game. Bounces the ball right back to the mound. It's taken by McCormick, throws to first in time for the out.
We will now pause for station ID.
810 on your dial. This is WGY Schenectady.
And it put him on the sidelines for a couple of weeks. Breaking ball over, a call strike. The spiking was accidental. Willie was trying to get an extra base on a base hit. Helio perhaps out of position and was spiked on the playing sideline for about a week. And whether that has any bearing on the first of Timbers today, no one knows. Outside and high. One ball, one strike to Jim Hickman. Jim got a hold of one in the second inning with two men on and cracked a three-run homer. The Mets leading 3-2. It's getting much chillier now. The skies are overcast. That strong breeze blowing. Well, the fans here in the Bay Area have learned to cope with the chilly wind. Out in the bleachers, just about everybody out there is covered up with a blanket. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. And in the bullpen for the San Francisco Giants, the pitchers and the catchers use long warm-ups, much like the warm-ups used by football teams. They have a hood and they come down around the knees. The 1-2 delivery, inside and low, and it's 2-2. And our Mr. Lindsey Nelson has been out here many times before, and he has very nice top coat on. They're in the last of the ninth inning at Yankee Stadium now. Detroit got three in the eighth inning. The Tigers lead the Yankees 5-1 in the last half of the ninth. New York won the opener. A high fly to left center field. Willie Mays ambling back. Willie, near the fence, is under it, and he makes the catch. This twice, Jim Hickman has hit the ball well. Two outs and nobody on now in the top of the fifth inning, and coming up to hit will be Al Jackson. Al was struck out his first time up. Al Jackson hoping to win his third game of the year, pitching for the New York Mets. Al actually deserved a better fate in the fourth inning. The double by Willie Mays was a pop fly to shallow right center. The broke off of Felix Mantilla's glove. Felix was running out into the outfield with his back to the plate. Got his glove on him, but was unable to hold it. Left-hander against left-hander. A foul tip. Strike one. Pitch by McCormick. He drags the bunt. Passed it out. It's a beauty. Coming in quickly. Mona. No play at the base hit. Beautiful drag bunt by Al Jackson, and he's on with a base hit. By the time Manny Mota, the second baseman, got to it, he had no chance at all to get Jackson. Third hit in the game for the New York Mets brings up Richie Ashburn. Richie has drawn a walk and grounded out short to first. On first, two men down. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Mike McCormick, up in pitching position, delivers, and it's a drive toward the alley in right center field. Mays running at full speed. It's in for a base hit, bouncing back to the fence. Jackson has the green light around third. He's digging for home. Ashburn on his way to third. He's in, standing up with a triple. Richie Ashburn with a line drive up the alley in right center field, a triple driving home Al Jackson. Jackson was really churning coming around those bases. And now the Mets build their lead to 4-2. Twice today that Richie has come up with a long hit to right center field. He doubled to right center in the third inning of the first game to drive in Sammy Taylor with the only run scored in the game by the New York Mets. Richie wielding a good bat. And he hit that one hard. Now they have an appeal play on Jackson at third. In order to start the appeal play, the pitcher has to get up on the pitching staff to put the ball back in play. He threw over to Jim Davenport, but Al Bartik said no, he touched the base all right. Mets have manufactured a run with two men down. Rod Keneal bluffing in a bunt, takes the pitch inside. One ball and no strikes. Rod 0 for 2 has skied to center and bounded out short to first. Rod Keneal, handyman of the New York Mets, playing his rookie season from Springfield, Missouri. Inside and low. During the streak in which the Mets won 9 out of 12 games, Rod was certainly a good luck charm for Casey Stengel. Every time Casey put Rod in the late innings of the game as a pinch runner, he wound up. Here comes Ashburn trying to steal. They've got him trapped now between third and home. The ball is given to Davenport, and he tags Ashburn out. Richie misread him and is asking Al Bartik for a balk on the play, and now Sally Hemus is really arguing with Al Bartik. The New York Mets thought that there was a balk on Mike McCormick. Ashburn started tearing down the line, and then Richie seemed so confident that a balk was going to be called that he almost started slowing up. And Ashburn is out, the play going from McCormick to Bailey to Davenport. So the side is out in the fifth inning, one run on two hits, no errors, and none left on. And now at the end of 4.5 innings to score, the New York Mets 4 and the San Francisco Giants 2. And here's the latest score on filter cigarettes.
If your filter cigarette is tasting too strong, don't you sometimes wonder if your brand is wrong?
Well, Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong.
Not too light. Viceroy's got it.
The taste that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir, taste is what makes Viceroy tops in the filter cigarette league. But don't just take my word for it. Learn the score for yourself. We ask you to smoke all 7 of the leaders, and I'll bet you'll find some taste too strong, as if they didn't have a filter at all, and others taste too light. They take all the man-sized flavor out of smoking, but not Viceroy. No, sir, Viceroy's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
Bowman is coming out to bat for Mike McCormick. Jim Buffalo back to work in the bullpen again. Ernie Bowman played 38 games with the Giants last year and 39 games with Tacoma. He's from Johnson City, Tennessee. Right-hand batter, stands 5'10" and weighs 165 pounds. 24-year-old infielder. Bottom half of the fifth inning, the Mets in front, 4-2. Jim Duffalo, a right-hander, will be out to pitch in the sixth inning. Al Jackson fires a fastball that's hit foul down the third baseline. Strike one. Fouled off. Two strike count. Well, the doubleheader is all over at Yankee Stadium, and the Yankees and Tigers split the twin bill. Moose Skowron hit a three-run homer in the last of the ninth inning to give the Yankees a 4-1 triumph in the opener. Ralph Terry, Marshall Bridges, and Jim Coates combined on a four-hitter. But the Tigers gained the split by winning the nightcap 5-1 on a six-hit effort by right-hander Paul Foytak. Bob Turley, the loser, Bridges in the eighth, Clevenger in the eighth, and Jim Bouton in the ninth inning. Detroit and the Yankees splitting. Yankees winning 4-1 and the Tigers winning 5-1. Curve is in there, a beauty, strike three called. And the sudden gust of wind blew Al Jackson's hat off his head and it went all the way over to third. That's the third strikeout for Al Jackson, and it brings up Harvey Keene at the top of the order. The first game is all over at Comiskey Park. The Minnesota Twins beat the White Sox 5-4. Jim Cott went all the way for the victory. Ray Herbert was the loser. And the Twins lead 2-0, end of one in the second game, Don Lee against Juan Pizarro. Hard hitting Harvey, 0-2 in the game. Right hand batter waiting. Ground ball hit down to third, it goes foul. Backhanded in foul territory by Rod Keneal. Right here, the Mets are out in front 4-2. We're in the last half of the fifth inning. Bullpens are busy. Craig Anderson warming up for the New York Mets and Jim Duffalo for the San Francisco Giants. The Mets battling, trying to gain a split in this Sunday doubleheader in Candlestick Park. Down comes the pitch, and the ball is popped up down the right field line. The wind blowing it over. Gil Hodge is tracking it, and Gil makes the grab for the out. I'll tell you, anything hitting the air right now is not easy the way the wind is blowing. Now there are two away, nobody on, and the batter coming up will be Manny Mota. Manny 0-2 has flied to center and grounded out third to first. Mota played at Tacoma last year. He's an outfielder by trade, hails from the Dominican Republic. Hit 289 last season in AAA. Now we wait for a moment for the strong gust of wind to subside. This is the wind you hear so much about, blowing from the left field corner to the right field corner. Curve is over. A good one by Al Jackson, strike one. When the first game started today, the wind was blowing the other way. Now Jackson winds and pitches. Fastball just missing. One ball and one strike. New York, four runs on four hits and no errors. The Giants, two runs on five hits, no errors. Pitching 1-1. Outside and low. Willie Mays waiting on deck, and then Orlando Cepeda. Mays, Cepeda, and Alou all had a big day in that first game. Fouled off. That ball goes off the shin of plate umpire Shag Crawford.
Even count, two and two on Manny Mota. Pitching two and two. Ground ball picked up in the glove hand by Al Jackson. He throws to first in time for the out. And there was quite a fielding play by Al Jackson. A hard grounder hit right back to the pitching slab. Jackson reached down and somehow made a backhand stab of it. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Side out in order, and now five innings completed. Candlestick Park, the score. Beneath the New York Mets 4 and the San Francisco Giants 2. Well, you know, there's an old saying that goes, there's no such thing as a bad beer. It's just that some are better than others. Well, we can subscribe to that, all right. But what does make one beer better than another? We believe we have the answer in the word dry. Yes, dry tells you why Rheingold is a better beer. Better because it's more refreshing, more wonderfully suited to your taste. Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Brisk and bright and clean, clear through. You know, Rheingold's way of brewing is long, slow, and costlier, but it pays off in taste. The better taste you find with Rheingold Extra Dry alone. So if you're searching for a better beer, look no more. Look to Rheingold Extra Dry. Enjoy a glass of fine, cold Rheingold along with the game and see why millions say, my beer is Rheingold the dry beer.
Jim Duffalo on to hurl now for the San Francisco Giants as we go into the sixth inning. Mike McCormick in five innings gave up four runs, four hits. He walked two and struck out one. Joe Christopher, who was struck in the back of the head in the opening game on a throw by Orlando Cepeda, was taken to St. Christopher Hospital here in San Francisco for precautionary x-rays. They were negative, and Joe will be on the airplane flying back to New York with the New York Mets tonight. Fortunately for Christopher, he was still wearing his batting helmet running the baselines, and the front of the blow was taken by the helmet. Jim Duffalo pitching now for the Giants. Last year, Duffalo won five and lost only one. Rod Kinnear up, and the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Duffalo has been in eight games, all in relief this year, won none and lost one, but his earned run mark is a good one, 2.9. Right-hander's pitch is grounded towards short. And it goes right through the legs of the shortstop, Jose Pagan, and on into left center. Cadillo is streaking towards second, and Rod goes into second base standing up. Rod Kinnear goes all the way to second. Real hustling on the part of Kinnear. A ground ball that went through the legs of Pagan on into left center. It's an error charge to Pagan. And the ever alert Rod Kinnear goes all the way to second on the grounder that went through the legs of Pagan. Now Mantilla up. Felix 0 for 2 has grounded out short to first and grounded out third to first. Last year, Duffalo won 6 and lost 3 at Tacoma. The Giants brought him up, and he went on to win 5 and lose 1. Mantilla around the bunt, then doesn't offer at it. One ball and no strikes. Duffalo has had a fine record just about every place he has been. The Pennsylvanian delivers inside and high to Felix Mantilla. Two balls and no strikes. Duffalo, a 25-year-old right-hander from Du Bois, Pennsylvania. He stands 6'1", weighs 175. He has a very deliberate type windup. Rod Kinnear leading off second. Mantilla doesn't bunt as he squares around, takes it high, and now it's three balls and no strikes. Three and oh the count on Felix Mantilla. Top of the sixth inning, Mets lead 4-2. 4 inside, and Felix walks on 4 pitches. Now Frank Thomas coming up. Frank 0 for 2. Lined the ball hard to Harvey Keene in left field and was thrown out by Jim Davenport, the third baseman. Frank started the day with the second highest batting average in the National League. He was trailing only Billy Williams of the Cubs. However, Cepeda passed him up in the opening game. Check swing and the slider over on the outside corner, a strike. Now Frank Thomas getting out of the batter's box for a moment. Rod Kinnear on second, Felix Mantilla on first. Good speed on the baselines, nobody out. Down comes the pitch. Ground ball hit down to third. Davenport puts the ball, goes over, picks it up. No throw. The bases are loaded with nobody out. It's an error charge to Jim Davenport, and the Mets have the bases loaded, nobody out. Davenport, perhaps in his anxiety to get a double play working, booted the ball, and the bases are loaded. Gil Hodges coming up. Well, the Mets have quite an opportunity here with the bases loaded, nobody out. New York in front, 4-2. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Gil has flied to right and fouled out to Orlando Cepeda, the first baseman. He's 0-2. Now the Giants get a right-hander, Bob Bolin, up and working in the bullpen. Giants with the infield looking for two. The pitch, a swing, and a miss on a breaking ball, strike one. Outfield around toward left against Gil Hodges. Gil batting at 313. Tried to hold up, but not in time. It's strike two. Jim Duffalo breaking that one off. Gil started after it, then tried to check, but it was too late. Now Duffalo has Hodges, two strikes. Rod Kinnear, the lead runner on third. Felix Mantilla on second. Frank Thomas on first. Nobody out. Mets lead 4-2. We're in the sixth. Gil well back from the plate. Lashing that bat around. Now Coxon. Outside, another breaking pitch thrown by Duffalo, and it broke way outside. One ball and two strikes. Mets have loaded the bases on a walk and two infield errors. One charge to Pagan and the other to Davenport. Duffalo working deliberately. Now swings into his windup. The pitch. It bounds away from Ed Bailey, but not far enough to give the runners a chance to move up. And the count is even on Gil Hodges, the two balls and two strikes. Duffalo trying real hard to strike Gil Hodges out with a breaking pitch. Almost had that one bound away for a wild pitch. So it's 2-2 now on Gil. Harry Chidi on deck, and then Elio Chacon. Mets hoping they can break the game open here in the top of the sixth inning. Now the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And struck him out. Jim Duffalo reaching back for that little something extra. Fans Gil Hodges one down and Harry Chidi up now. Harry batting at 381. We have a conference at the mound, and while the get-together takes place, we'll get together with you. Let's pause for station identification.
This is your New York Mets station in Schenectady, WGY, 810 on your radio dial.
Bob Murphy with Lindsay Nelson and Ralph Kiner from Candlestick Park in San Francisco. The Mets in front, 4-2, bases loaded, one down. Harry Chidi singled to right field his first time up, grounded out. In the fourth inning, he's 1-2. Big right-hand batter, standing well back from the plate. Now bends from the waist, and the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Jim Buffalo in a deep jam through no fault of his own, trying to pitch out of it. Now the pitch thrown by Duffalo, curve the slow, one ball and one strike. The Mets got three runs in the second on a three-run homer by Jim Hickman, his sixth home run of the year. And they added a run in the fifth inning when Richie Ashburn triple scoring Al Jackson. Jackson had beaten out a drag bunt for a base hit. Pitching one and one. Swing and a miss, strike two. One ball and two strikes. Duffalo is really firing. 6'1" right-hander from Du Bois, Pennsylvania, giving it everything he's got right here, trying to pitch out of this big jam. The 1-2 pitch. A pop foul, walked it off toward the crowd. This will be out of play. One and two on Harry Cheedy. Rod Kinnear on third, Felix Mantilla on second, Frank Thomas on first. Duffalo tucks the ball behind his back, as he's saying, winds and pitches, swing, and a miss, and he's out. Sharp breaking curveball by Jim Duffalo, fans hurry Cheedy, and now it's up to Elio Chacon to try to get somebody home. Little Elio would have trouble winning any popularity polls in San Francisco this afternoon after tying into Willie Mays that opening game. I'll tell you one thing about Elio, he didn't lack for courage. Base was loaded, two down. Duffalo has fanned Hodges and Cheedy. Ball one. Elio has drawn a walk and grounded out. He's 0 for 1. He was on base when Hickman cracked a three-run homer in the second. Mets leading 4-2, top of the sixth inning. Into his windup, the pitch thrown. A little bit high on a fastball. Two balls and no strike. Ed Bailey now talks with Jag Crawford on the last one. Now Duffalo behind on the count. Pitches. Foul ball back into the screen. Chacon went right after it. Duffalo throws hard. Looks like he throws a heavy ball. Rod Kinnear reached safely when his grounder went through the legs of Jose Pagan. Then Mantilla walked on four pitches, and Thomas reached safely when Davenport booted a ground ball. Base was loaded and nobody out, but Duffalo fanned Gil Hatches, then struck out Harry Cheedy. And right now it's 2-1 on Elio Chacon. Here's the pitch. Inside, it's ball three. Now he has to be in the strike zone, or force a run across the plate. Three and one, the count on Elio Chacon. Jim Hickman, the on-deck hitter. Into his wind up the pitch. Ball four, and that forces in a run. Rod Kinnear coming in to score. Now it's 5-2 in favor of the Mets. RBI for Elio Chacon. He walks on the 3-1 pitch, forcing in Rod Kinnear. Mets lead now 5-2 with two down and the bases loaded. Jim Hickman back. Jim hit a three-run homer in the second and fly deep to left center to Willie Mays, his second time up. Strike one call. Five to two in the top of the sixth inning. Warm-up action pauses for a moment now. Duffalo winds the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen, and now he has Hickman two strikes. Once again, Craig Anderson will loosen up easily down in the bullpen for the Mets. Bob Bolin, a right-hander, is warming up for the Giants. Bolin was in 37 games last year, 1-2, lost 2. Two-strike count. The runners with a long lead. The pitch, a high fly ball. It's a short left field. Coming in is Harvey Keene. He runs to the line. He's in fair territory. He grabs it for the out. Good escape shot turned in by right-hander Jim Duffalo. He gets out of the inning with one run. One run, no hit, two errors, three left on. And now at the end of five and a half innings, the score, the New York Mets 5 and the San Francisco Giants 2. Last of the sixth inning with the heart of the Giant batting order coming up against Al Jackson. Willie Mays, Orlando Cepeda, and Felipe Alou. A mighty tough trio to get out. Willie has 3-for-6 in the doubleheader. He was 2-for-4 in the opener, 1-for-2 in this game. Jackson's pitch to him, a curve hit foul down the third baseline, no play. Last Monday, Willie was hitting 262 and he was in a batting slump. He was given one day rest and has really come roaring back. Willie now over the 300 mark. Leads the majors in home runs with 16. Taken low, one ball, one strike to Willie Mays. Jackson winding, way outside, two balls and a strike. In comes the pitch to Willie, and he lays off of it. It's up high, ball three, 3-1. Tremendous 1-2 punch for the Giants with Mays and Cepeda. It's been amazing how many times that they repeat themselves. If Mays gets a double, Cepeda will come up and get one. Same way with home runs. A high fly ball to right field. The wind carrying it over toward the line. Mantilla is under it, and Felix takes it for the out. So Al Jackson against Willie Mays, one down in the last half of the sixth inning. Orlando Cepeda has singled to left center and flied to right, 1-for-2. Cepeda 3-for-5 in the doubleheader. 2-for-3 in the first game. 1-for-2 in this one. Batting at 341. Pitched by Jackson. Slow curve. It's over. A beauty. Strike one call. Mets 5 runs on 4 hits and no errors. The Giants 2 runs, 5 hits and 2 errors. Outfield deep and around toward left against Cepeda. Curve is bounced foul off the plate and coming straight back into count strike two. Jackson giving two big slow curves to Orlando Cepeda. Roger Thornsby, certainly a real authority on hitting if there is one. Consider Cepeda one of the real top hitters in the game. Curve a little bit low. One ball and two strikes. One away, nobody on. We're in the last half of the sixth inning. The 1-2 pitch by Jackson, a fastball that hit foul going off to the right and up in the crowd out of play. A red balloon came fluttering down from the stands, and lo and behold, where did it wind up? Right in the hands of Cepeda. So the game is held up for a minute while the balloon is given to the bat boy to get rid of. He finds the youngster sitting along the first row of field boxes and gives it to him. In the dirt, no damage done, nobody on. 2-2 on Cepeda. Mets playing without Charlie Neal in today's doubleheader. Charlie has to fly to Longview, Texas due to the sudden death of his uncle. Pitching 2-2. Ground ball hammered hard through the hole. A base hit going into left field. So Cepeda has 2-for-3, and he's now 4-for-6 in the doubleheader. Brings up Philippe Alou. Alou single to center field, driving in a run in the fourth inning. Alou and Davenport have knocked in the two runs scored by the Giants. Mets now have the infield set up a double play depth. The outfield shaded toward left and back deep against Philippe Alou. Alou waiting. Fastball over at the knees, a call strike. Alou hitting at 333. He has that front foot right up close to the plate and the right foot back deep. An overly closed pass looking back over that shoulder. Outside and high. One ball, one strike. Good speech still available for the Dodgers and the Giants as they come into the Polo Grounds starting Wednesday, Memorial Day. Swing and a miss. Real sneaky fastball that time by Jackson. That pitch was in on Philippe Alou before he realized, and he swung late. One ball, two strikes. Chilly afternoon now with the lateness of the afternoon and the wind coming in. A lot of warm-up time required by the warm-up pitcher, relief pitcher. Ground ball off the glove of Jackson towards short. The call slips to Mantilla. Fourth play there on Orlando Cepeda. Ball deflected off the glove of Al Jackson. It floated up quite a bit. And Elio had to hurry in, pick it up, and flip to Mantilla just in time for the fourth play there. Now Jim Davenport comes up with a runner on first, two men down. Davenport, 2-for-2, a single and a run scoring double. Swing and a miss, strike one. Mets lead 5-2. We're in the last half of the sixth inning. Al Jackson has gone all the way. The Giants used Mike McCormick five innings and then Jim Duffalo in the sixth inning. Curve swung and missed. He got him to go for a bad ball that broke way inside on him. Whitey Lachman coaching at third and Wes Westrum at first. To join late, the Giants won the first game 7-1. Now the pitch, and a pitch out, but nothing was on. Jackson up in pitching position. Checks the runner, then delivers. Strike three called. A beauty. Caught the outside corner to Jim Davenport. Al Jackson notching his fourth strikeout. The Giants are out of the home sixth inning with no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And now sixth inning is complete at Candlestick Park, and the score, the New York Mets 5 and the San Francisco Giants 2. Now as we go along to the seventh inning, swinging in to detail all the action for you the remainder of the way, Mr. Lindsey Nelson.
All right, Bob Murphy, we're going to the top half of the seventh inning, and Jim Duffalo strides out to the mound for the San Francisco Giants. He is working here in relief of Mike McCormick, who started the ball game and went five innings in which he gave up four runs on four hits. He struck out one and walked two, then was removed for a pinch hitter. As the New York Mets lead here in the second game of today's doubleheader by a score of 5-2, the Giants won the first game by a score of 7-1. This game concludes the current road trip of the New York Mets. Following this game, they'll be flying to New York on a scheduled jet plane tonight, arriving at Idlewild about 6 a.m. And they'll have Monday and Tuesday off, and then the Mets will meet the Los Angeles Dodgers at the Polo Grounds on Memorial Day, Wednesday afternoon. And then Thursday night, they'll play the Dodgers, and then They'll play the San Francisco Giants on Friday night, a doubleheader on Saturday, and a single game on Sunday. Waiting to lead off for the New York Mets is Al Jackson. As right now, the play is being held up because a group of kids came out of the field trying to get autographs. Apparently, they stopped at Harvey Keene, and then they stopped at Willie Mays, and, of course, neither player did much of anything, and then they tried to get off the field, but are being hauled in now by the park attendant. Staying warm during the meantime is Jim Duffalo, firing in warm-up tosses. The Mets this inning will lead off with Al Jackson, and then they'll have Richie Ashburn and Rod Keneal. If you want to purchase tickets for future Met games, you can do that at Grand Central Station, Pennsylvania Station. Make reservations at any Howard Close store or order your tickets by mail. You just address it to the ticket manager at the Polo Grounds, New York, 39 New York. Tell them how many tickets you want, and in close $3.50 for each box seat, $2.50 each for reserve seat, and 25 cents additionally for postage and handling of the complete order. So as we go out of the top of the seventh, here is Al Jackson. He affected a drag bunt the last time up. There's a swing and a foul ball off to the left side, going out of play. Jackson is extremely fast. He was quite a track man in high school, and he works on that drag bunt to try to help himself in any ball game he's pitching, to use the speed to get on base. Pitch is low for a ball. It's 1-1. With two men out, he got on with the drag bunt in the top of the fifth, and Richie Ashburn promptly tripled him home, so it paid off for him. Jim Duffalo with a pitch. Swung out and missed. That was a golf swing and a low pitch, and it's 1-2. There's a swing and a foul ball coming back down into the stands. It's out of play. Through six innings of play, New York Mets have 5 runs on 4 hits and no errors. The Giants have 2 runs on 6 hits and 2 errors. There's a swing and a foul ball. Again coming back into the stands and out of play. A crowd here at Candlestick Park today of 39,551, the largest crowd ever to see the New York Mets play. They have taken on the league-leading San Francisco Giants. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So for Duffalo, that is strikeout number 3 since he came on. Mike McCormick struck out 1 during his tenure. Richie Ashburn coming around now. Walk, grounded out, and tripled to drive in a run. Ashburn made quite a catch out in left center field as well off Harvey Keene in the bottom half of the third inning. Keene hit a fly ball near the fence out there in left center, and Thomas went back, had it lined up, but then as he made the move, it popped out of his glove, and Ashburn, backing him up, made the catch. Jim Duffalo into the windup, and the pitch is low and away for a ball. Rod Keneal swinging bats in the on-deck circle, and one bank of lights has been turned on. Two banks of lights, they're popping on all over the park here now. There's a third bank of lights being turned on at Candlestick Park. A fourth bank, the one in center field, is turned on. Here's the pitch, and it is a call strike as Ashburn bluffed the bunt, ran out of the batter's box, and took it for a call strike. And now all the lights in the ballpark are turned on. Pitch is high and away for a ball. 2-1. Nobody on base and one man out. So the Mets batting in the top half of the seventh inning. Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Swing and a foul ball off the bat of Richie Ashburn. Runs the count to 2-2. Bullpen areas are not nearly as well populated as they have been earlier in this series, particularly the New York bullpen area. appears to be only one blanket down there, and a lone figure is huddled in that blanket at the moment, just swinging a foul ball coming back into the stands out of play. Of course, as Bob Murphy pointed out, the San Francisco bullpen is equipped with hooded parkas, since they are familiar with what happens at certain times of day with the weather. Two balls and two strikes. Pitches outside. Of course, our Mr. Ralph Kina, being a native Californian and having played around here, is also familiar with what happens, but pride in the state of California prevents him from wearing a coat at this time of day.
I'll fight it all the way through, Lindsay.
It may be brutal, I'll tell you. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, and Ashburn runs to first, and the throw gets in there. So it's scored as a strikeout for Duffalo. And Ashburn goes out 2-3. Strikeout number 4 for Duffalo, and coming up, rookie Rod Keneal. Made a couple of fine plays of field here this afternoon. And on base one time, he scored a run in the top half of the sixth inning. Here's strike one to Keneal. Cut. That pitch is inside for ball. It's 1-1 now. To Rod Keneal with Felix Mantilla on deck for the Mets. The New York Mets leading the San Francisco Giants by a score of 5-2. In the top half of the seventh inning of the second game of today's doubleheader. Swinging and a ground ball chopped right down into the dirt, retrieved by catcher Ed Bailey. Tossed over to umpire Shag Crawford, who is inspecting it. And firing it right on. Once again, Jim Duffalo is set to work to Rod Keneal with a count of one ball and two strikes. The pitch, low and away for ball two. It's 2-2. Two pitch, swung on, foul back onto the screen, out of play. Keneal has stepped back out of the batter's box. Pitching coach Red Ruffing of the New York Mets has been these last few days at Santa Barbara, working with the young pitchers on the Mets club there. And Rogers Hornsby has been handling the bullpen. He checked it and took it inside. It's ball three, 3-2. Rod Keneal had a notion, but he checked it and took the inside pitch. It's a payoff pitch. It's a line drive to second base, taken by Manuel Mota for the out. That retires the side. And so in the top half of the seventh, the Mets got no runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of 6 1/2 innings of play in San Francisco, the score is the New York Mets 5 and the San Francisco Giants 2. Well, here it is, the seventh inning, and you know what that calls for, Ralph Kiner?
Yes, I do. It calls for fine cold Rheingold. That's Rheingold extra dry, you know.
Well, really, any nice time calls for Rheingold. It makes any wonderful day just a little bit more wonderful, but that figures, because Rheingold is the dry beer. Yes, two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold is the happy choice of millions. Extra dry tells you Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way to taste brisk and bright and clean, clear through.
Yes, Lindsay, Rheingold is beer as beers should taste. That's why millions say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. So why not join them? Enjoy a tall, refreshing glass of Rheingold right now as we move along in the baseball action.
Going to the bottom half of the seventh inning. And Joe Pignatana is swinging a bat. Joe Pignatana is swinging a bat with Ed Bailey due up here for the San Francisco Giants. Bailey's been up twice, been struck out both times with a left-hander out there. Bailey's a left-hand batter. So right-hand batter Joe Pignatana is being sent up to bat for Bailey. Joe no average. Has the curveball been in there for a called strike? Just played it in one ballgame. This is his first time up. Has no official at bat. There's a pitch in there for a called strike. Pignatano was born in Brooklyn, New York. And he was traded to the San Francisco Giants for outfielder Jose Tartable from Kansas City last December. With Kansas City last year, he hit 243. Brooklyn-born Joe Pignatano. Batting for Ed Bailey in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Two strikes to count as the curveball misses outside. One and two. Bob Bolin is throwing in the bullpen for the San Francisco Giants. There's a swing and a ground ball to Camille Estrada. He's up with it. He plays to Gil Hodges in time. And pinch hitter Pignatano has guarded out third to first. Don Larson and Bob Bolin are heating up in the bullpen for the Giants now with Jose Pagan coming up. Pagan grounded out third to first, grounded out pitcher to first. Al Jackson, a little left-hander working for the New York Mets, winds and fires. Swing and a foul ball. Coming back out of play. The strike one count to Jose Pagan. Pitcher Jim Duffalo is due up next. But plenty of action in the bullpen so that manager Alvin Dark is prepared to go to the pinch hitter. Trailing by three runs here. Pitch goes high for a ball. Gunn's a right-hand batter. Batting number eight in the batting order for the San Francisco Giants. Pitch is outside for ball. Popped out of the big glove of Harry Chidi, rolled a few feet away. Chidi has retrieved it and fired it on. Two balls and one strike. And he tries to bunt. Goes as strike two. It's 2-2. Jose Pagan trying to bunt for the base hit that time. But the count has evened up to him. Al Jackson with a windup in the pitch. Slow curveball. Hit on the ground to shortstop. Taken by Elio Chacon. He plays to Gil Hodges and he's out at first base. Jose Pagan is grounded out. Chacon to Hodges, two away. And Duffalo is going to bat for himself with nobody on. Manager Alvin Darkey likes to stay with Duffalo. And with that move in the bullpen, Bob Bolin and Don Larson sit down. Their services will not be immediately needed in this contest. Curveball is in there for a call. Strike one. Duffalo is a big right-hand batter. Bends from the waist there at the plate. The curveball outside. One and one to Duffalo with two men out and nobody on base for the San Francisco Giants batting in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Swinging a ground ball, full foul. Just wide of the bag at third and continuing down on into the Giant bullpen area where it's retrieved by a hooded figure, a long Parker. That's the way they're outfitted down there. One and two. Pitch misses low and inside. It's 2-2 now. This is the first appearance, this particular trip, of the New York Mets at Candlestick Park ever. And for many of the ballplayers, it's been something of an experience to get here for the first time. Pitch is low for ball. So it's 3-2 now to Duffalo. Jim Jackson looking in to get a sign from Harry Chidi with two men out. Into the windup. The pitch is on the way. Swung on and fouled off. And the count holds at 3-2. Harvey Keene kneeling in the on-deck circle for the San Francisco Giants. With the lights on here at Candlestick Park, this doubleheader began at 12 noon in San Francisco. Here's a ground ball. At third, it's taken by Keneal. He fires it on across to Gil Hodges in time. And Duffalo grounds out third to first as Jackson gets the Giants out in order on the bottom half of the seventh with no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of seven full innings of play in San Francisco, California, the score is the New York Mets 5, the San Francisco Giants 2. And now, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
810 on your dial, this is the General Electric Station in Schenectady, WGY.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. And Joe Pignatana has stayed in the lineup, replacing Ed Bailey behind the plate. Pignatana came in as a pinch hitter for Bailey and has stayed in. Jim Duffalo, of course, still on the mound for the San Francisco Giants. We're talking to a few of the Giants yesterday, and they're a little bit excited about getting back to New York to play baseball in New York at the Polo Grounds. And, of course, manager Alvin Dark and Wes Westrum and Larry Jansen and Whitey Lachman are anxious to get back to the ballpark where they played and played so very well during their tenure as New York Giants. And the Mets are anxious to get back there, too, to play again before the home folks, before the crowds that have turned out so enthusiastically and backed them so well in New York. Felix Mantilla is up to lead off in the top half of the eighth inning. There's a drive down the right field line, and it is in foul territory, taken by Orlando Cepeda. A soft pop down the right field line. And Cepeda simply followed it back and took it in foul territory. And that will bring up Frank Thomas in this ballgame. He flied to left, grounded up third to first, and was out on an error. In case you've joined us along the way, the San Francisco Giants won the first game of today's doubleheader by a score of 7-1. The Mets are leading in this one by a score of 5-2, and they got off to an early lead when Jim Hickman hit a three-run homer in the top half of the second inning. Thomas waiting for the first pitch from Jim Duffalo. Misses outside for ball one. Mets missed a scoring opportunity in the top half of the sixth. A big scoring opportunity. They got one. They loaded up the bases with nobody out. But then Duffalo struck out Hodges and Chidi, and then he walked Chacon to force in a run. It's in there for a call strike to Thomas. So in the sixth, the Mets got a run and left three on and did not get a base hit. But it was an important run, stretching him out to 5-2. One ball and one strike to count to Frank Thomas. Swinging a foul ball back over the screen and into the stand. That sent Joe Pignatana out to check with Jim Duffalo at the mound. Two pitch to Frank Thomas. Swung on as the ground ball going up the middle and through for a base hit. So Frank Thomas gets his first base hit of this game, and that continues his consecutive game hitting streak to 17. Frank Thomas has hit safely in 17 consecutive games. And now Ed Boucher is coming up to bat for Gil Hodges. Left-hand batter Ed Boucher is being sent up to bat for the right-hander. You recall that Mike McCormick, a left-handed, started the ballgame for the Giants, and Gil Hodges started first base for the Mets. So now with right-handed Jim Duffalo on the mound, manager Casey Stengel is going to his left-hand batter, Boucher. There's a drive going deep to right center field. Willie Mays drifting back. Mays calls and makes the catch. Halfway on the fly ball to right center. Thomas goes back to the bag at first. As Boucher slide out to center. And that brings up catcher Harry Cheedy with two men out and a runner at first. Harry Cheedy, right-hand batter. Singled in the second inning. Grounded out and struck out. He is 1-for-3 in this ball game. Pitch is inside. It's possible that Gil Hodges may be bothered by that chronic knee ailment. That does bother him from time to time, and appeared to have hobbled him at least one time this afternoon, so that is a possibility. Prompting manager Jason Tingle on the move to Boucher. That pitch is inside for a ball. It's 2-0. And that brings Chidi out of the batter's box to look down to Solly Hemus. Elio Chacon kneeling in the on-deck circle. He's had a busy day. Duffalo is into the stretch. The 2-0 pitch to Chidi. Swung on and fouled off. They turned him loose on 2-0. In Los Angeles, in the first game of a doubleheader this afternoon, the Dodgers beat the Phils 5-2. And the second game now is going to the top half of the second. No score. Art Mahaffey for the Phils against Don Drysdale of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Chidi brought it on around, tried to check it, but umpire Shag Crawford dramatically says, strike two, it's 2-2. Two men out, and Frank Thomas, the base runner at first. With the Mets leading the San Francisco Giants 5-2. 2-2 pitch to Chidi. It's a ground ball to shortstep. Pagan's up with it. He plays over the Moda at second for the force, and that retires the side. In the top half of the eighth inning, the New York Mets got no runs on one hit, no errors. There was one left. And at the end of 7.5 innings of play in San Francisco, California, the score is the New York Mets 5, the Giants 2. And now a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
I have this band, and it really swings, and we have this singer who really sings. We just finished playing for a nice bunch of folks when I discovered I was out of smokes. Someone handed me an unfiltered pack. Too harsh for me, I gave it back. And filters, they either taste strong or too thin, them a cute little singer said. Where?
Yes, Craig Anderson, throwing in the bullpen. And he is talking to Al Jackson. Sheedy is there. Boucher is there. Rod Camille is there. Now the side has gone down to the bullpen, and manager Casey Stengel started to turn. Craig Anderson started in. Dobson is looking in. He doesn't know exactly now, and now he's coming on with the jacket. Casey gave the sound of open, then turned and started to walk off the mound. Now he turns and waits as Craig Anderson starts in. And as Craig Anderson comes on here, in order to bring us up to date on the baseball action all around the majors today, here's Ralph Kiner.
In the National League, Vernon Law picked up a victory as he defeated Houston 7-2. He went all the way. He allowed only 8 base hits in that ball game. The losing pitcher was Johnson for the Houston Ball Club. In the second game, in the first game of the doubleheader, Philadelphia at Los Angeles, the Dodgers kept pace with the San Francisco Giants as they won it 5-2 behind the pitching of Williams and Aronofsky. The losing pitcher was Brown, and a home run in that ball game, Roseboro, actually a man on when he hit it, but Howard failed to touch the base, so Howard is out. Philadelphia in the second game, 0-0 with Los Angeles, Mahaffey and Drysdale. The Cincinnati Reds shut out the Chicago Cubs 10-0 behind the fine pitching of Bob Perkey. He now has won 8 and lost 1. He gave up only 4 hits. The losing pitch in that game, Cardwell, Coleman, and Pinson home runs. Milwaukee in a single game, 4-3 over St. Louis. The winning pitcher, Bob Shaw, he has won five now, lost two. The losing pitcher was Gibson. In the American League, the New York Yankees split a doubleheader. They took the first one 4-1, lost the second one 5-1. In the first game, the winning pitcher was Coates in relief of Terry, and the losing pitcher, Gallagher. In the second game, Detroit, five runs on six hits. Yankees, one run on six. The winning pitcher, Foytak, he went all the way. The loser was Turley. Minneapolis, 5-4 in the first game over Chicago. In the second game, they lead. They trail now 6-3 as Chicago scored six in the fourth. And Cleveland, 5-3 over Washington. Here we go. Hitter Matty Alou is hitting for Manuel Mota, and he takes a pitch low from Craig Anderson for ball one. Matty Alou, a left-hand batter, has been sent up here by manager Alvin Dyke to bat for Manuel Mota, number two man in the batting order, with Harvey Keene at first base and nobody out for the San Francisco Giants batting in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Craig Anderson on in relief here is into the stretch now, and the pitch to Alou, low and away. Two balls and no strikes. The Mets lead by a score 5-2. Al Jackson pitched seven innings, faced one batter in the eighth. Gave up two runs on six hits, struck out four, and walked none. Fine performance by young Al Jackson against the league-leading Giants. That pitch is low and popped out of the big glove of Alou. Popped out of the big glove of Chidi. So it's 3-0 to Matty Alou. Another baseball going out to Craig Anderson. He's rubbing it up. Anderson has come on in relief and quickly has gone 3-0 on Matty Alou. That's in there for a call, strike one. 3-1 now. Alou backed up to take a look down to Whitey Lockman, the coach of third, to see whether he's taking or free to swing away here. Ken McKenzie is up and throwing in the bullpen, and Bob Miller is up and throwing in the bullpen for the New York Mets. That pitch is in there for a call, strike two. It's 3-2. Right-hander Bob Miller, left-hander Ken McKenzie, warming up in the bullpen for the New York Mets. This will be a 3-2 pitch. Keene is the base runner at first. There's nobody out. There's a fly ball to left field. Frank Thomas moves in underneath it. He's waiting. He takes it. Keene halfway on the fly ball to left. He turns the bag at first. So Matty Alou flies to left, and Willie Mays is coming up. Willie Mays, in this game, fouled out the first, doubled and later scored, and went out second. Greg Anderson checks, deals to Mays. Swung on as a fly ball to center field. Richie Ashman coming in, can't get to it. Keene's on his way to third, and the throw comes to second base as Harvey Keene pulls up at third base. Willie Mays on his first with a single, and Orlando Cepeda is coming up now for the Giants. Cepeda is 2-for-3 in this ballgame. He represents tying run at the plate for the Giants here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Mets have a 5-2 lead, but the San Francisco Giants have runners at first and third. And the runner at first is the speedy Willie Mays. Keene is the base runner at third. Greg Anderson with the pitch. Sidearm low for ball one. Orlando Cepeda batting cleanup in the batting order of the San Francisco Giants. Cepeda with 14 home runs this season. Throw over to first, not in time to get Willie Mays, who is back safely. It's just Cepeda's low for ball two. It's 2-0. The crowd is alive here at Candlestick Park with the big guns in action for the San Francisco Giants. Philippe Alou is in the on-deck circle. He bats number 5 in the batting order. So for the New York Mets, it's up to Craig Anderson. First, the runner to first and third. He's working from a stretch position. This will be a 2-0 pitch to Cepeda. Sidearms him outside. Ball 3. It's 3-0. He's looking down to Whitey Lockman, the coach at third. Mets 5 and the Giants 2. The Giants batting in the bottom half of the 8th inning. 3-0 pitch to Cepeda. Down the pipe for a call, strike 1. It's 3-1. Anderson going through a series of calisthenics, loosening up out there on the mound before getting set for the 3-1 pitch. He's into the stretch. A pitch to Cepeda. Swung at a drive down the left field line. It's a fair ball. Keene is coming on to score. Thomas up with the ball. Throw goes to second base. And fighting him safely at second is Cepeda with Mays holding at third. One run in. On the double down into the left field corner by Orlando Cepeda. It's 5-3. With Felipe Alou coming up, the Giants have runners at second and third. Tying run at second base. Cepeda gets a double and a run batted in, and that's his third base hit of this ballgame. Aristide is out checking with Craig Anderson. That was a line shot down the left field line over the head of third baseman Rod Keneal, and Frank Thomas had to run it down to the corner. Came up with it. Maybe throw to second, but not in time to get Cepeda made. It's pulled up at third base, going from first to third. Alou is 1-for-3 in this ballgame. Has scored one run and has driven in one. Tough spot for Craig Anderson with one man out. Willie Mays, the base runner at third. Orlando Cepeda, the base runner at second. Anderson now working straight away with the pitch. Inside, pops out of the glove of Chidi. Keeping an eye on Willie Mays, he retrieves it. It only rolled 5 to 6 feet away. So Chidi retrieved it while watching Willie Mays at the same time. Jim Davenport kneeling in the on-deck circle for the San Francisco Giants. Craig Anderson works on the mound for the New York Mets to try to get out of trouble. Here's the pitch to Felipe Alou. Low for a ball. It's 2-0. Harry Chidi talking to umpire Chad Crawford about the call there, and Craig Anderson a little bit unhappy with it as well. So this will be a 2-0 pitch to Felipe Alou. Here's an overly close stance at the plate, and at good speed. Superior speed. 2-0 pitch. In there for a call, strike 1. It's 2-1 now to Felipe Alou. Ken McKenzie and Bob Miller still working in the bullpen for the New York Mets. Two Millers up and throwing in the bullpen now for the San Francisco Giants. Greg Anderson looking in for a sign. He has it. Runners leading. Here's a 2-1 pitch, and it's going to right field for a base hit. Willie Mays has come on to score. Here's Hickman throw to the plate. It's coming on, and Cepeda comes on to score. The score is tied. 5-5. Manager Casey Stengel is on his way to the mound. That ball was sliced out in the right field by Felipe Alou. Hickman came up with it, fired it on, but not in time to get Cepeda. Mays had scored easily, of course. It's a 5-5 game, and Casey Stengel is up the mound. The sign is going out to the bullpen. And it's going to be Bob Miller. Bob Miller is being brought in. Harvey Keene's run, of course, was charged to Al Jackson. Felipe Alou has 6 runs batted in today. Standing on first base, having just batted in 2. And Bob Miller, a right-hander, is on his way into the mound. As Craig Anderson came in to get Matty Alou. and a fly to left, but then allowed a single to Willie Mays, a double to Orlando Cepeda, and a single to Felipe Alou. So Craig Anderson goes out of the ball game. And Bob Miller checking with Harry Chidi at the mound. Find more closely competitive baseball than we've seen here on the coast with the Mets going against the Dodgers. The first two games of that series down there going right down to the finish. And here, of course, yesterday's ball game being won to the Giants in the 10th inning. And plenty of excitement in the first game this afternoon, won by the Giants 7-1. And this one's tied right now 5-5. So if you want to see that kind of baseball, get out to the Polo Grounds whenever you can this summer. The Mets will be back there for a doubleheader against the Dodgers on Memorial Day. And the Dodgers will be in the next night, and then these Giants will be in for a four-game set. Friday night, doubleheader Saturday afternoon, and then a single game next Sunday afternoon. And then, of course, there'll be Major League Baseball, National League Baseball, all season long at the Polo Grounds. So when you get a chance, come out. In Los Angeles, the Dodgers and the Phils have completed 2.5 innings of their second game scorelessly. Mahaffey against Drysdale. The Dodgers won the first game 5-2. These Giants started the day a game and a half ahead of the second place Dodgers. Here is Jim Davenport stepping into the batter's box now. There is one man out. Felipe Alou, a speed merchant, is on at first. Bob Miller is on the mound. He's into the stretch. And here's the pitch, missing outside for ball one. Joe Pignatano is on deck now for the San Francisco Giants. And it's a 5-5 ball game. Throw over to first is not in time. Time has been called. As Davenport stepped out of the batter's box, now he comes back. Count of ball one, the right-hand batter, Jim Davenport. That pitch misses, gets away from Chidi, comes on back, and Alou around second, and goes down in front of short and holds as Chidi had to receive it over by the dugout corner. It's scored as a wild pitch. So Choi's the wild pitch against Bob Miller. Alou moves to second. One man out. Count to Davenport. Two balls and no strikes. Stu Miller still throwing the bullpen for the San Francisco Giants. And Ken McKenzie still in the bullpen for the New York Mets. There's a pitch in there for a called strike. Davenport is 2-1. The score tied. The Giants 5 and the Mets 5. Bottom half of the eighth inning. It goes low. It's 3-1. Closer to second base. He's safe as Alou goes diving back in. And Chacon steps across him as he took the throw. Three balls and one strike. Time called until Alou can get brushed off down there at second. He's all right. Davenport standing right in the batter's box. This will be a 3-1 pitch. It's on the way. It's in there for a called strike two. 3-2. Almost 40,000 fans here this afternoon for the doubleheader between the Mets and the Giants. He's running, and the pitch gets away and comes on back. And Alou rounds third and holds up halfway. As Chidi again has to chase the ball back, fires it to Miller covering. Starts it with ball four. It's another wild pitch. It was ball four. And sent Davenport to first. Alou moves to third, still only one man out. And Casey Stengel is on the way to the mound. Bob Miller
had two wild pitches and working to Jim Davenport. And single stopped halfway out to the mound. Because Willie McCovey is coming on as a pinch hitter. Willie McCovey gets a hand here as he comes out of the dugout, swinging a bat for the San Francisco Giants to hit for Joe Pignatano. And that is the cheer that greets the announcement of Willie McCovey. As manager Alvin Dark is making a bid to win it in the bottom half of the eighth inning, sending up McCovey for his catch of Pignatano with Bailey already out of the ballgame. He still has catcher Tom Haller available. Haller worked the first game. But J.C. Stengel is going to leave Bob Miller in the ballgame. J.C. started, got out there about halfway, was going to check with Miller apparently, and when he saw McCovey coming out, decided to go back to the dugout. McCovey, of course, a big left-hand batter. Runners at first and third with one man out. Here's the pitch. Fired low for ball one. All during his minor league career, this fellow was called McCovey. That's the way he pronounced it, McCovey. And when he got to the major league with the Giants, everybody called him McCovey, so he said, all right. Here is a cut at the ball. It's getting away, coming back, and LaRue comes on to score. McCovey took a swing. Cheedy could not hold the ball. It came on back, and LaRue came on to score, and the Giants go ahead by a score of 6-5. That one is scored as a fastball. That one is scored as a fastball, and the previous scoring of a wild pitch when Alou moved from second to third has been changed now by the official scorer to a stolen base for Alou. He was running on the pitch. So it's been changed to a stolen base and no wild pitch on that play. The count to McCovey at the plate is 1-1 now. The runner at second, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 1-2. Jim Davenport, the base runner at second. Swinging a ground ball foul off the bat of Willie McCovey. The Giants have gone ahead by a score of 6-5. Here in the bottom half of the eighth inning, as they are pushed across, four runs in the bottom half of the eighth inning. The eighth inning has been a tough one for the New York Mets on this road trip. That pitch goes high for a ball. Those runs, of course, are charged against Craig Miller, Craig Anderson, with Bob Miller running on to relieve them. As he's swinging a fly ball to left field, Frank Thomas is moving it underneath it. He's up with it. He lays it back, and Davenport holds it second. Now, shortstop Jose Pagan is coming up. He's a right-hand batter, nothing for three in this ballgame. But the Giants have moved ahead by a score of 6-5. Ken McKenzie still throwing in the bullpen for the New York Mets. Stu Miller still warming up for the San Francisco Giants. There's a pitch low and away. And right now we pause for station identification.
This is your New York Mets station in Schenectady, WGY, 810 on your dial.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, California. Harry Cheedy went out to check with Bob Miller. Comes back now. It's a count of ball one to Jose Pagan. With Jim Davenport, the base runner at second, and the Giants leading the Mets by a score 6-5 in the second game of the doubleheader. Swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Pagan. Misses low and away, and it's ball two. 2-1. Al Jackson left the ball game with a 5-2 lead and it turned into a fine performance. But, of course, now it's been deprived of any opportunity to chalk up a victory today. No matter what happened, he has been taken out of the final decision. Here's a pitch missing. It's 3-1. That's the drop for God. Ducked under that one. 3 balls and 1 strike. Chuck Hiller is in the on-deck circle, swinging a bat. With the pitcher drew up next, it's Chuck Hiller swinging the bat in the on-deck circle. Swinging the foul ball off to the right side. Stu Miller throwing in the bullpen still for manager Alvin Dart. Count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. To Pagan. Payoff pitch far out, a fly ball to right field. Jim Hickman ranges back. And he takes it for the out. So in the bottom half of the eighth inning, the San Francisco Giants got 4 runs on 4 hits, no errors, and 1 left. And at the end of 8 full innings of play in San Francisco, California, the score is San Francisco Giants 6 and New York Mets 5. If you'd like to get caught up on the past histories and records of all the New York Mets, you can get a copy of the brand new Met yearbook, and it's very easy to do. They're on sale at the Polo Grounds during all the Met home games. You can pick one up there, or if you'd like to order a Met yearbook by mail, simply send 50 cents to Met yearbook, Polo Grounds, New York, 39 New York. Now, changes are being made by the San Francisco Giants. Tom Haller is the catcher. Stu Miller is the pitcher. And Chuck Hiller is the second baseman. So coming into the ball game, a Hiller and a Haller and a Miller. And coming up for the New York Mets will be Elio Chacon. Stu Miller is the pitcher. Chuck Hiller, of course, has to bat ninth if you're keeping a scorecard. And since he came on as the pinch hitter, and Haller will bat second in place of Manuel Mota, and Miller is going to bat in place of the catcher, Pignatana. So, Elio Chacon, who has walked twice in this ball game, is up to lead off for the New York Mets as the Mets trail by 1 run in the top half of the ninth inning. In case you've joined us along the way, we'll tell you about that crowd reaction. Swing and a miss for strike one. Elio Chacon and Willie Mays engaged in a scuffle in the bottom half of the inning of the seventh, the first game that touched off quite a furor all around the ballpark. He bluffs the button, takes it for ball two. When Chacon and Mays started swinging and were down on the ground, the bullpen's emptied, and already Cepeda had threatened Roger Craig, had started out there with a bat at one time, and the melee broke out in earnest then all over that infield. That's changed to a strike, and it's 1-1 now, and this one is thrown around and popped up. Back of the plate, and coming back is Tom Haller calling, and he makes the catch for the out. So Chacon has fouled out to the catcher, one away, and Jim Hickman is coming up now for the New York Mets. Hickman had a 3-run homer in the top half of the second inning that gave the Mets an early lead that they maintained until moments ago. Stu Miller has cleaned up two pieces of paper from the infield, rolls them up into a little ball, walks over and throws them across the baseline at third. Just before Chacon swung on that pitch, Shag Crawford indicated that the call on the second ball pitch had been strike when he bluffed the bunt instead of a ball. So it was 1-1 when he popped, when he fouled it back. Here's a pitch to Hickman going high for ball one. Here's a swing and a foul ball. Coming back for strike one. 1-1 out of Hickman with one man out and nobody on for the New York Mets batting in the top half of the ninth inning. Mets needing a base runner of some kind. Try to get something started in the top of the ninth as Giants now lead them by a score of 6-5. Meyer Thornberry is swinging bats in the on-deck circle. Here's a pitch taken low for a ball. It's 2-1. Thornberry swinging bats in the on-deck circle as the prospective hitter for pitcher Bob Miller. Here's a swing and a ground ball to deep shortstop, taken by Pagan. A long throw. In time, he got him, and Orlando Cepeda stretched out to help the throw, getting Hickman by a step. Two away, nobody on, and Marv Thornberry, left-hand batter, is being sent up to hit for Bob Miller by manager Casey Stengel. The Giants 6 and the Mets 5 in the bottom of the ninth. Miller lines and fires. Matrick is low for a ball. Stu Miller, you'll recall, worked in both All-Star games last year for the National Leaguers. Pitch to Thornberry. Swung on, foul back. It's out of play, 1-1. Very swing in the bat there, waiting for the pitch from Miller, who's looking in to get a sign from catcher Tom Haller. Pitch goes high. Stu Miller, of course, leads batters an assortment of what is known in baseball parlance as junk. A lot of soft pitches, off-speed pitches, although he has a pretty good fastball at that. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and floated that one in there, and Thornberry was way out in front. It's 2-2. Nobody out, rather nobody on. Two men out for the Mets. Has a drive going down the right field line. It's a fair ball. Coming over is Philippe Lou. Up with it, relays it in, turning and holding it first with a single to right. Is Marv Thornberry. So he gets the pinch single. That gives the Mets the potential tying run on his first base with Richie Ashburn coming up. Ashburn walked, grounded out, tripled to drive in a run, and struck out. Ken McKenzie gets up to throw now in the bullpen for the New York Mets. As they have high hopes here in the bottom half of the top half of the ninth inning. Trailing by one run, but they have a runner on at first. Ashburn, of course, a left-hand batter. Thornberry leads it first. Stu Miller's pitch is inside for a ball to Richie Ashburn. Rod Keneal is on deck for the Mets. Stu Miller into the stretch position now as Thornberry leads. And the pitch is on the way. Low for ball two to Ashburn. Ashburn waiting him out, taking a good look up there at the plate. newspapers blowing across the field here now. Maybe Lou Burdett was right. Maybe you can read them as they blow by. Some of them sort of being held up against the wall for a moment by a gust of wind. I think the magazine section just blew by Stu Miller out there on the mound. Time has been called for the moment. As they wait for this flurry to die down, umpire Shag Crawford has done a little groundskeeping. He collects those papers. Of course, it's a question of what to do with them. Cookie Lovey Judd is chasing a piece of paper, and it's just out of his reach. Cookie chases it and finally gives up as Richie Ashford pins it with the back at the plate. And now another piece eludes Shag Crawford. Cookie chased it practically to the plate, just out of reach all the way. Two balls and no strikes to count out of Richie Ashburn at the plate. Pitch misses outside. It's ball three. 3-0 to Ashburn. Thornberry at first and two men out for the Mets, batting the bottom half of the top half of the ninth inning. Again the stretch and the 3-0 pitch. In there for a called strike one. It's 3-1. Hemus looking into the dugout to get a sign relayed. The manager Casey Stengel. Stengel doesn't physically give them himself. He tells coach or player, it's done a number of ways, getting signs out of the dugout to the coach at third, then to be relayed onto the batter. You can pick out a man, two or three players down the bench from the manager and have him relay them. You can have a coach relay them. There are all sorts of ways to do it. This is a 3-1 pitch to Ashburn. Check swing, foul ball into the dugout of the New York Mets. Ashburn was trying to lean back, and the ball hit the bat and went into the dugout of the New York Mets. So it's 3-2 now to Ashburn. Thornberry at first with two outs will be going on the pitch. Giants leading 6-5. Stu Miller trying to save this one for the Giants. And Richie Ashburn trying to keep it alive for the New York Mets. Again, you can say that the Mets have taken the league leaders down as far as you can take them. Thornberry's running. He has a ground ball going to the left side. Pagan backhanded. He'll have a long throw, and he has no throw. He's safe at first. Pagan took the look and had the arm cocked, but saw that he would never be able to get Ashburn. Short as a base hit for Richie Ashburn on a 3-2 pitch. That is Ashburn's second hit of this ballgame. And coming up now, Rod Keneal, a right-hand batter. What a spot for a rookie. He's been up four times in this game without a hit. He was on an error in the sixth inning. The New York Mets have moved the potential tying run into position at second base. Carried there by Marv Thornberry. They have moved the potential go-ahead run to first base. Carried there by Richie Ashburn. And right-hand batter Rod Keneal is at the plate with two men out to face Stu Miller. Miller looking in to get a sign from Tom Haller. Moves up now into the stretch position. Runners leading at first and second. Here's the pitch. Taken outside for ball one. Time called by Tom Haller, the catcher. He goes out to check with Stu Miller. Rod Keneal in his first season in the major league came to St. Petersburg to the camp of the New York Mets on the roster of the Syracuse club, but worked his way onto the roster as the utility man, the handyman of the New York Mets. Action is stopped down in the bullpen of the Mets now as Ken McKenzie and Hobie Landreth turn to watch the action at the plate. The count of one ball to Rod Keneal. He has the bat cocked to Stu Miller. He's into the stretch position. Runners leading first and second. Here is the pitch in there for a called strike. That is one of those patented Stu Miller pitches. It seemed to take forever to get to the plate, but it did, and it got there in there. It's 1-1. On his level now to Keneal. Miller works. Cuts that one loose and he cuts and misses for strike two. It's 1-2. Fired that one and it's one ball and two strikes now. Umpire Shag Crawford going out in front of the plate to retrieve a scorecard that had just blown by. In the early evening breezes at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, California. Keneal has a count of 1-2. Thornberry leads at second base. Ashburn leads at first. Stu Miller with the pitch. Outside, out of way. It's 2-2 now to Rod Keneal. Ken McKenzie back at work in the bullpen. Wind is blowing now out toward left field, where the paper is congregating. That's the way the flag is pointed. Neal's waiting for the 2-2 pitch. Miller into the stretch. Here's the pitch. Taken low for a ball. It's 3-2. So with two men out, Thornberry at second and Ashburn at first will be off with the pitch. 3-2, two men out. Giants leading the Mets. 6-5 as the Mets bat in the top half of the ninth inning. Mantilla is on deck for the New York Mets. Miller into the stretch. Runners are gone. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and it's a fly ball to left field. Harvey Keene moving over. Willie Mays moving over. And Keene takes it to the out. So on the 3-2 pitch, rookie Rod Keneal has flied out to Harvey Keene in left field to end the ball game. In the top half of the ninth inning, the Mets got no runs on one hit. On two hits, no errors, and two men left. We'll be back in a moment with a summary and final totals. Right now, the final score of the ball game is the San Francisco Giants 6 and the New York Mets 5. Coming up now, a bit of big-time Dixieland jazz.
Fun is Rhino, the dry beer. Think of Rhino whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet. It's a dry flavor treat. Won't you try extra dry Rhino beer?
That's the song that tells you why Rheingold is New York's largest selling beer. Because it's dry beer. Extra dry. Those two little words tell you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way for extra refreshment. So try a glass along with the game and discover the difference dry makes. Well, here at Candlestick Park, the San Francisco Giants have taken a doubleheader from the New York Mets by scores of 7-1 and 6-5. To tell you something of how they did it, here is Ralph Kiner.
Well, the second game was a heartbreaker, and the Mets, after winning 3 out of 4 from Milwaukee at the start of this road trip, a 12-game trip, have now dropped 8 in a row. And the action almost always coming in the latter part of the game. In the second game here, the San Francisco Giants scored 4 runs in the bottom half of the 8th inning to take over the lead 6-5, and they held on. The winning run of the ball game was an unearned run, which scored on a fast ball. Actually, the hitting star of the ball game was Filippo Lou, who in the first game had 3-for-4 with 3 runs batted in. In the second game, he also had 3 runs batted in, collecting 2 hits and 4 times up. He also was credited with 3 stolen bases. In the second game, Al Jackson started for the New York Mets. He worked 7 innings, giving up 3 runs and 7 hits, struck out 4. Craig Anderson came on in relief of him, and he was the losing pitcher. Craig's record now 3 wins and 3 losses for the season. Bob Miller finished up in the ball game. The winning pitcher in the ball game was Jim Duffalo. Duffalo came on in relief of Mike McCormick in the 6th inning. Duffalo now with a record of 1 win and 1 loss. In the first game, it was a Donnybrook, actually and physically. The Giants won it on a score of 7-1, but in that ball game, a big fight by Chacon and Mays and also Cepeda and Craig. It was a real hard, outgoing series there with the San Francisco Giants. The Giants winning all 3 ball games, had to do it the hard way in 2 of them. So the Giants now, after 47 games, in comparison to 1961, they were in third place with 27-20. 1 game behind the league-leading Cincinnati Reds and a half a game back of the second-place Los Angeles team. Now, with a record of 33 wins and 14 losses through 47 games, they hold a 2-game edge over the second-place Los Angeles Dodgers, and that will depend actually on what the Dodgers do in the second game. They are actually tied up 0-0 in the second. They won the first by a score of 5-2. Well, that wraps up another New York Met baseball game. Sure hope you enjoyed it. Viceroy certainly enjoyed bringing it your way.